The annual election of the State House Sergeant at Arms doesn't usually carry much drama, but there was plenty of intrigue Thursday when lawmakers ousted longtime incumbent Francis Brooks in favor of his challenger, Janet Miller. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
There aren't too many people in the State House who have been there longer than Francis Brooks. He arrived in the building in 1983 as a freshman Democratic lawmaker from Montpelier. 6 years later, he became the first African-American House Majority Leader. After a quarter century of lawmaking, Brooks gave up his political title for a new one, Sergeant at Arms.
I mean, Francis has been a dedicated public servant as a legislator, as a member of the community in Montpelier.
That's Barrie City Representative Paul Poirier, one of the few cheerleaders left for a man who saw his support among lawmakers erode rapidly over the past couple weeks. Brooks has served as Sergeant-at-Arms since 2007, overseeing daily operations inside the State House and commanding the six-officer Capitol Police Department. But security concerns that arose in the wake of protests at the State House last month would prove to be Brooks's undoing. Rutland Senator Peg Flory helped lead the campaign for Janet Miller. Miller already works inside the building as Deputy Director of Operations for the Legislative Council. Flory says it's not that lawmakers want to restrict access to the building, but she says they lack basic emergency protocols in case of a fire or an armed intruder.
What exit do we use? Where is a meeting place? What is the plan?
Flory says pleas for better emergency preparedness seem to fall on deaf ears.
We've been asking about these issues for well over a year, so it's time to stop asking and time to do something.
Brooks left the building immediately after the lopsided vote against him Thursday morning. He lost by a count of 47 to 128. But the day before the vote, he said it was only recently that lawmakers began voicing any displeasure with his performance in the office.
It would have been a lot better and a lot more legitimate if those concerns would have been brought out at a time that they may have been corrected prior to a few days before the new election.
Janet Miller will take over for Brooks on March 1st. Miller says that while she has an extensive understanding of how the building runs, she doesn't have any expertise in security issues. But she says she plans to enlist lawmakers and outside experts to come up with a plan that puts lawmakers' minds at ease without restricting access to what she says is the People's House.
So now that I have the job, I'm going to be looking at all things and talking to the joint committees and figuring out what we need to do, what might be lacking, what is our strengths, and I hope to do a good job.
Poirier says Brooks was the victim of a coup orchestrated by a select group of lawmakers, and he called it an underhanded way to dispatch with a person who had devoted decades of his life to service inside the building.
You know, you had committee chairs who went around and polled their members and tried to influence them to vote against Francis.
The sergeant-at-arms job pays about $64,000 a year, less than what Miller makes in her legislative job right now. Miller says she plans to try to negotiate a salary increase. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.